Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Philippians 1:12-14. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. Now, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. My theme for reflection is when chains become trumpets. When chains become trumpets. Have you ever tried to stop a toddler from singing? You hush, you distract, you even bribe, but somehow the melody only gets louder. The more you try to silence them, the more determined they become to keep the song alive. Paul would smile at that image, because that is what the gospel is like. Attempts to chain it down only make it ring out more clearly. In Philippians 1:12-14, Paul writes from prison. By any human reckoning, this should have been the end of his mission. A preacher in chains is a preacher silenced, right? Not at all. Paul insists, what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. His difficulties, intended by others to suffocate the message, became the very soil in which it grew. The palace guard came to know why he was there, not for theft, treason, or violence, but for Jesus Christ. And as news spread, other believers grew bolder, speaking God's word with courage and fearlessness. What looked like defeat became a trumpet blast. The problem is that we rarely see difficulties this way. Our instinct is to shrink, to complain, or to interpret hardship as a sign of God's absence. But Paul reorients us to a divine perspective. Obstacles are not roadblocks to the gospel, but runways for it. Joseph told his brothers in Genesis, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." The cross itself embodies this paradox. What looked like Rome's silencing of Jesus became God's loudest declaration of salvation. Paul's testimony challenges us today. Around the world, Christians face closed churches, hostile governments, or the subtler chains of ridicule, workplace pressure, or personal tragedy. And yet, as theologian N.T. Wright reminds us, the power of the gospel lies not in avoiding suffering, but in God's ability to redeem suffering into witness. When our lives reflect this truth, others notice. Hardship handled with hope is one of the most powerful sermons we can ever preach. So what does this mean practically? It means the difficulties you face, illness, loss, injustice, or disappointment can become pulpits. Not because we pretend pain does not hurt, but because we dare to believe that God's Spirit can transform our chains into testimonies. The watching world sees how we respond. Will they see despair, or will they see faith that sings in the night, like Paul and Silas in that Philippian jail years earlier? And here is the grace. God does not ask us to be strong on our own. His Spirit infuses courage into trembling hearts. Our chains may feel heavy, but they can be the very instruments by which others are set free. When you and I remain faithful in hardship, we are not just surviving, we are blazing a trail for the gospel, showing the world that Christ is alive and worth everything. So when life's blows come, and they will, remember Paul's words. What was meant to silence you might just amplify Christ. What was meant to bind you might set others free. The gospel does not wither in difficulty, it advances. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do I usually interpret my difficulties? As setbacks to my faith or as possible platforms for God's witness? Number two, who might be encouraged to boldness if they see me respond to hardship with faith and hope? And now our practical exercise for the day. Think of one current difficulty in your life. Instead of asking, why me? Ask, how might this advance the gospel? Share that perspective with a trusted friend or family member as a testimony. Lord Jesus, you turned the cross into victory and the grave into life. Teach us to see our difficulties not as barriers, but as bridges for your gospel. When we feel chained, remind us that your word cannot be chained. Give us courage to stand firm, faith to trust your providence, and joy to proclaim your name in every circumstance. Use our struggles to inspire others to boldness in Christ. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.